This recording, Hellas 4, Greece 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect it to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am 20 years old. I was born in 1990. My gender is male. I am white, and I am a bookseller at Barnes & Noble. My educational level, I'm on my second year of college. I was born in Austin, Texas, but raised in Greece, in a really small village, 1 hour north of Athens. The name of the village I grew up is called Psakhna, and both my parents are school owners. They own a school that they teach English to Greek students. My mom was born and raised in the same village I grew up. After she turned 18, she moved to the US and joined the University of Houston, where she studied chemistry. My dad, on the other hand, he was born in Honolulu in Hawaii and raised in Houston. They both met at work, and after they gave birth to me, they moved to Greece, where they stayed and they still resident. I grew up in a farm, meaning we had a lot of animals. We had goats, we had chicken, we had pigs. So every day me and my parents would go out, milk the goats, feed all the animals, the dogs and the cats. After that, me and my brother would get ready, go to school, while my mom would cook and simply prepare food for the family. So after school, we could all get together and sit down and enjoy lunch. In Greece, there are various activities that you can do. It's more social. There are places where you can go outside, sit with your friends, have coffee, play backgammon, talk, all kind of different things. Especially during summertime, you can go to the beaches, where that's where everyone goes. They have cafeterias there where you can grab coffee, you can relax, swim, and just enjoy the beautiful weather. Other than that, you don't really need a car in Greece to go anywhere, simply because there's so many public transportation. You can take a bus, you can take the metro, and it will take you everywhere, anywhere, really, really fast. Life in Greece is very simple. It's really close with family. It's really simple. And luckily, it's really nice because you are close with your family and friends. You don't have to drive for long. You don't have to, you know, drive for 2-3 hours just to go to somewhere else. Everything is really close by. And that's life in Greece.